Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buck the Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, Safe with Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
God Nation.
Perfect thing,
la, la, la.
But I know a lot of people,
ooh, yeah,
who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history. We always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you.
Watching you.
He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view. Just stand and fight. All men create living in equality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Yeah.
This one's called Too Much Pressure.
Too much pressure. guitars, hey-o, tanga, hey-o, tanga. I don't wanna wear no pink slippers, oh no. I don't wanna wear no pink slippers, oh no.
Howdy folks, this is Chris,
Andy
and Scott. We are from The Living End and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs, dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. So if you plan a drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Flames. So what are you
gonna make you blind. Blinded from the truth. Blinded from the truth. Voting for division despite the warnings from the youth.
I got a job as a backing singer? No, I didn't think so. Oh, welcome to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, your weekly helping of ska goodness for the rest of the week. This will give you a kickstart, people, and have I got a show for you? Yes, I have. Otherwise, it'll be a pretty quiet couple of hours. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show. I'm excited and you should be excited too. We are working our way through the global atlas of the ska world and we have hit the headquarters of late 70s, early 80s ska. Yes, we are in Birmingham/Coventry. Yes, they're not the same place. You will get reminded of that pretty regularly if you do accuse somebody from Coventry of being from Birmingham. They will tell you. So we're in the Midlands area. I tried to do a focus on Coventry, but I needed to include some others. Bands that have missed out include UB40, who aren't really a ska band. Kyoko, same deal. There was another big name, Musical Youth, who were from that area, but I focused on the ska bands. What you just heard was Those Fine Strangers, a modern ska band, if you like, from Coventry. They put out an EP in 2019 called the Fairy Tales EP. You just heard Fairy Tales. What a tune that is. I do like that. I'm pretty sure, and I haven't checked this, that got in the top 30 of the 2019 Beefy's Top 30 of that year. That's how good a tune it was. We kicked off this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with the VO out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. All nations must be free. We are using Ukraine Must Be Free as our overarching anthem for world peace, as a precursor to making sure all the conflicts in the world just go away. Yes, it won't happen, but Ukraine must be free, Israel must be free, Palestine must be free, South Sudan must be free, Myanmar, Taiwan, Taipei, all nations must be free, all areas of conflict, all the regions that are compromised right now, we wish they get left alone and get left to rebuild and just get on their merry way and not be subject to a political confrontation. Let's put it that way. Ukraine must be free. Please, people, get behind the VO. Get behind all bands from compromised areas. You can use a website called Bandcamp.com. A lot of the bands that I play tonight have releases on Bandcamp.com, not just those from compromised areas. If you want to look up the VO, you can look them up. Bandcamp.com. Type in the search bar, the VO, V-Y-O. It will bring up the VO's back catalogue. Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album. You can then buy digital music for your own collection. That money will then go directly to the bands. These bands that can't play live, these bands that can't record, these bands that can't go about their daily business. Also, in war-torn countries, most bands are male-dominated. And I know for a fact, especially in Ukraine, that some of the people in the bands that we follow have been called up to go to the front line. I'm pretty sure that's happened in Russia as well. Whether that's happened in Israel and Palestine, I am unsure. But there is a possibility that it may have. So, if we buy digital music, you can get to keep that music as well. You're not renting it like some other websites claim. I'll leave that out there for you to research your own thoughts about that. I'm pretty sure there's been court cases and everything about who actually owns digital music, but I'm pretty sure if you buy it off Bandcamp, you own it, mother! Yes, you do. So, that money will go to the bands that need it most. It won't go to a government war effort. So, please, have a play with Bandcamp. Put in, you can do location searches. You can write in Kyiv, you can write in Ukraine, you can write in Palestine, Israel, Tel Aviv. You can write in Sudan, Taiwan, Taipei, etc., etc. Any compromised areas like Brisbane. Yes, put Brisbane in and find all the ska bands you like. Then you can have a rifle through. It's free to listen as well. You can just listen to the music. If you fancy buying an album or two or three, then do that. I have said before, one album purchase on Bandcamp is between the equivalent of 15,000 and 25,000 individual plays on other streaming services. So, you know what to do, people. Go and buy an album off Bandcamp. Alrighty. As I said, we are in the Midlands. We're in the centre of the Sky universe. We're in the centre of England. This is where the modern ska movement was effectively born in the late 70s, early 80s. Admittedly, the boon didn't last a huge amount of time, but the legacy lives on. And I'm pretty sure we're actually seeing the height of the legacy about right now, which is weird. It's 40 years on. So anyway, after the VO, we went with The Selector, a genuinely great Coventry band, been flying the flag for ska for such a long time. We took the title track off their 1980 album, Too Much Pressure, came out on Two Tone in 1980. Then we heard from the Swingin' Cats, who are also a Coventry band. Also put out a single, their only release on Two Tone, Two Tone number 14 for you Two Tone aficionados right there. Mantovani was the name of the track we just played. The B-side was called Away. Like I said, there was their only release, but God, they were busy. They had a two-single deal with Two Tone, and Greek Tragedy, I think, was the unreleased second single that never came to being. They supported everyone in the end, did the Swinging Cats. And you know how they got their name? Where they used to practice, in one of the band members' garage, was allegedly filled with moose heads and canoes, and there wasn't enough room to swing a cat, hence their name. We followed that up with another country band, the AK Band, 1980 release, Pink Slippers. What tune that is. They have reformed recently and are out playing a bit right now, so that's great to see. Then a Birmingham band, The Equators, with their cover of The Equals, who weren't a Birmingham band, but they were probably the UK's first genuine ska band because they were around in the 60s. Eddie Grant was a part of the original Equals. They had a number one in 1968 with Baby Come Back. The Equators covered it in 1980. UB40, with a bit of help from Pato Banton, then 1986. I'm guessing it could well be wrong, but they had, I'm pretty sure that got to number one as well. So Baby Come Back, it's had a few lives. But The Equators kind of made their name as the backing band for Desmond Dekker on his Black & Decker album. They didn't want to sign with Two Tone, so they ended up signing with Madness's Stiff Records because they thought they'd be swallowed up with the boom of Two Tone, the label in the 1980 era. So they signed with Stiff instead. And then you just heard Those Fine Strangers, a Coventry band. Very good Coventry band as well. Coventry was the home of Two Tone. There is a Two Tone Museum in Coventry right now. So if you do find yourself in the UK, go to the Two Tone Village in Coventry and pay them a visit. And you can see lots of interesting artifacts and stuff. I think they do gigs there as well every now and again. So the legend of Two Tone lives on. But we're not going to shy away from Coventry and Birmingham right now. We're going to go more into there for a bit because, well, I know you know that there are a couple other bands that are going to come up anyway, but we'll do them a little bit later. We're going to stay a bit more modern and stay in Coventry for now. A band called The Rips that put out their debut album in 2007 called Long Live The Rips. It's not 100% ska, but it's very, very danceable, and there are ska elements all the way through this. It's a bit mod, it's a bit ska, it's a bit rock and roll, but it is bloody tremendous. Please check out Long Live the Rips and their other, I'm pretty sure there's another album as well, but I have this one and it is a banger, absolute banger. Anyway, this is my favourite track off the album, it's called Nightmares.
Knocking on the door, I've nodded off and now he's after me. Back to where I go, he'll always find me. Speed ain't quick enough when all you need is sleep. I won't feel safe unless you're here. We'll be right back.
21 Guns there. They were formed from the Specials roadies, Trevor Evans, Johnny Rex and Kevin Tanner. Then they had one release, which was 21 Guns. I reckon if there was an album, it probably would have been called 21 Guns as well. They actually did a John Peel session, amazingly, with Run Release. But because they were involved with the Specials, and I'm pretty sure they put out their stuff on Neville Staples' record label, they had friends in high places. But it would have been nice to hear more from 21 Guns. Before that, EMF. No, not that EMF. That's unbelievable. EMF formed in Coventry in 1980, I think. They won the Birmingham Battle of the Bands, which kind of got them noticed. But unfortunately, they never, ever got a record contract, so they didn't put too much stuff out. You just heard Antebellum, which appears on an RCA Battle of the Bands compilation, which I think then turned into a 7-inch vinyl after that. But yes, were around about 3 or 4 years, but broke up because they couldn't get a record deal. So that was the end of EMF. And we kicked that triple play off with The Rips, a Coventry band that put out a couple of albums. Not heard anything from The Rips for a few years now, but I played you Nightmares off their 2007 debut album, Long Live The Rips, which is an absolute banger. It is very, very good. You should check out The Rips. It's a shame they're not around, because I really, really do like them. I really did. Now, I told you that we haven't heard from two of the bigger Coventry / Birmingham bands, and there's a reason for that, because we are going to double it up with On This Day in Ska. Yes, On This Day in Ska, 1981, two singles came out on the same day. One of them went to number one, the other one only went to number 33. I'm going to play the number one for you right now. I'm going live, people. This is The Specials, Ghost Town. We'll be right back. Heart. I always call it Doors to Your Heart, but it's Doors of Your Heart. Got to number 33 for the beat in 1981. Released on the same day as Ghost Town by The Specials. Got to number one in the UK charts. And is possibly the greatest song ever written. Now, I just realised, if you're a ska head like me, Bad Manners released Can Can on the same day in 1981. And The Skaddos, or The Skaddos, released Yes, Yes, Yes on the same day, 1981. What a seminal day, June 12. Phenomenal. I need to check out the charts in the UK over the following 4 weeks and see what tunes are in there because, oh, it's gold for the ska boys. It really, really is. We focused on the heart of ska, Birmingham and Coventry from late 70s, early 80s, and still is in our minds and hearts today. The Beat were from Birmingham. The Specials were from Coventry. probably the two. I mean, there's Madness, there's Bad Manners, there's a Selector, there's so many other bands that I could have chosen. I mean, Madness and Bad Manners aren't a Birmingham Coventry band, but they are associated with the Two Tone label, which is from Coventry. So there you go. So what a focus that is. Phenomenal. I've missed out a few. I really have. I could have whacked in so many more. I tried to get a good blend, but also tried to play our headline acts, so to speak. All right, we're going to stick with On This Day in Ska, because it is pretty a seminal day. The main man, or one of the main men from Area 7, Mr. Charles Thompson, Chucky T, as we know him. It is his birthday right now. He is over there living in Pennsylvania, so we do wish Charles Thompson, Esquire, old Chuck 7, the happiest of birthdays. We are sorry that we missed you a couple of weeks ago at the Nightcat, but c'est la vie. Chuck wrote quite a few of Area 7's hits, but I'm going to go with this one just to make it up to him. Happy birthday, Chucky T. This is Skin Deep from Area 7.
An average guy leading an average life. He tried his very best to always do what's right. Was he looking for something to do? Or did he have something to say? Or was he just trying to run away? Reality is only skin deep. He tries so hard not to act like a white sheep. He wonders why everybody thinks he seems so strange. Hey, well, it really doesn't matter when reality is only skin deep. An accident changed the course of his life. His whole world had changed in a single night. He tried his best to hide his face from the world. He tried to get away from it all. But no one seemed to care about him. Nobody cared at all. Reality is only skin deep. He tries so hard. So strange. Hey, well, it really does.
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Good is that? Big D and the Kids Table. They released not a double album, but two albums on the same day in 2013. Stomp and Stroll. Widely regarded as Stomp and Stroll, but they are two separate albums. What I Got is off Stroll, featuring the Doped Up Dollies. Absolutely one of my favorite Big D and the Kids Table's tracks. Brilliant. Love that. Love it a lot. Before that, on this day in ska, Chuck Thompson was born, the lead guitarist for Area 7, now living in Pennsylvania. Chuck will be back later in the year. Hopefully, Area 7 may play another gig before the year is out, but they went ahead without him a couple of weeks ago for my birthday. Yes, Area 7. We heard Skin Deep off their Bitter and Twisted album from 2000. So, happy birthday, Chuck. Hope you're having an awesome day over there in Pennsylvania. Somebody else celebrating a birthday today, and then I nearly said happy heavenly birthday, but Eric Donaldson is very much alive. Eric is 74 today. He recorded a load of stuff for Cox and Dodd at Studio One in the 60s, and Mr. Dodd decided he didn't want to release it, so he went and formed another band called the West Indians. They didn't really get much traction. He did some stuff with Lee Scratch Perry, also didn't really do much, and then all of a sudden he wrote Cheerio Baby, which won the Jamaican Festival Song Competition and put him on the map. He won the Jamaican Festival Song Competition another five times after that. As we know, Cheerio Baby, covered by UB40. I think, I could be wrong, but I reckon the Rolling Stones did a cover of it as well. But while this song's on, let me check that out. This is Cheerio Baby, the original from Eric Donaldson. Thank you.
Se mueve el punk, Scalari Rude Club, yo bailo así. vacilón. Que lo que hacemos no tiene ningún mérito. Pregunta a los jamaicanos Rude Boys si fácil era echar maderos de sus guetos. Pero aquí tampoco ha sido fácil escuchar esta música con el auténtico espíritu. Color ska, agitación de Scalari Rude Club. Rude. Scalari Rude Club.
Galeriac from Navarra in Spain. That one is for the girl that came up to me when I was DJing on Sunday night at Cherry Bar and suggested Galeriac because that is such an awesome tune. Scalari Rude Club off their En La Calle album from 2001, In the Street, that album. Check them out. They've done 6 albums. They're very, very good. They've been on hiatus for a while. They pop up every now and again, though. Not really released anything since 2008, so I'm not sure. I think the Scalari brothers are doing other things. I think they're in another band. Let me just check very quickly if I can. No, Scalari, that's about it. So, Juanzo, Scalari and La Rude Band possibly is what they're currently working on. Thank you for suggesting that. If you ever see DJ Beefy live, please make suggestions because I always run out of things that people can dance to. Before Scalariac, we heard the this week's mashup from Fis Unix. Two Ticks, Fruit Ticks with Little Richard, Tutti Frutti, mashing up with Sublime's Same in the End. Cracking tune, that is. I find some bloody good mashups. I really, really do. And then the last of On This Day in Ska, happy birthday, 74 today, Mr. Eric Donaldson. He wrote Cherry O' Baby and got covered. Yes, it did get covered by the Rolling Stones. I have confirmed that. So, Eric Donaldson, happy 74th birthday today. Alrighty, I think, seeing as we're racing through, it may well be time for
BB's Cover of the Week now, baby. BB's Cover of the Week.
Bet on Red out of Boise in Idaho. Yeah, Boise in Idaho. I'm not too sure I've ever played any bands out of Boise in Idaho. But there you go. There's always first for everything. Bet on Red have just released this Joan Jett and the Blackheart cover. This is Bad Reputation.
Living in the past, it's a new generation. Improve
are brilliant. Bands you didn't know played ska! The Foreskins from London, because they were four skinheads, got together, formed a band. The Foreskins, right? Get it? What was it called? Plastic Gangsters, off the Good, the Bad and the Foreskins, a debut album from 1982. That was actually a recommendation from a very good friend of the show, Mark Hardio. If you'd have told me that was Buster Shuffle, who we bloody love on this show, who are also another London band that use a piano going as the main headline instrument, then I would have thought, oh yeah, it's pretty cool. But no, it's the Foreskins, who are mainly an oi band, but clearly threw some ska into the mix as well. Oi and ska are closely related, mainly because of the offbeat there. But cracking tune, good suggestion, Mark. That is definitely a band you didn't know played ska. Before that, Beefy's cover of the week, Bet on Red from Boise in Idaho. They've just released a cover of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts' Bad Reputation. That's a great cover as well. Well, that's it for Scarpod number one. I can't believe we are all the way through already. It is absolutely flown by because the songs have been fantastic. We got carried away, dancing away in the studio. I've been singing my heart out here, and it's over. It really is over. We are going to finish up with something a little bit different, but I'll tell you about that in a minute. We did a Beefy Ska Club on Sunday night at the Cherry Bar. It's a public holiday here in Melbourne. Yes, actually, probably all of Australia. I'm 100% sure whether that's true, because different states have different holidays. Possibly like they do in the States. I'm not sure whether that's true, actually. What a show. What a show. Very different. We had a cumbia band on called The New Monos. And yes, they are good. We're going to do some more cumbia Beefy Ska Club nights with a few more Latin-style ska and cumbia bands. And they're going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. I am telling you this for free. We are going to finish up with a band that were huge in the 80s. They are monstrous in Brazil. Unfortunately, they broke up. Now there's two different bands, but the one band have decided to embrace their reggae and ska roots. The band were called Spy vs. Spy. They were out of Sydney. The one band, I think, is called Cliff Griggs, Spy vs. Spy, and the other band that has now come on the scene is called the Reggae Spies. They have just released their debut single. It is called Are You OK? Reggae Spies will be playing around Australia very, very shortly. I'm pretty sure they're just about to go to Brazil, or they may have just come back from Brazil. No, I think they're going to Brazil very, very soon, because, like I said, they are an institution in Brazil. They play to thousands and thousands. When I say thousands, I'm talking like 40, 50,000 people. They are that big. Anyway, this is great to see the new direction. Reggae Spies, Craig Bloxham. Are you okay? I am a bit sketchy on details. I only got it sent to me literally an hour before the show went to air, so I was very happy I could squeeze this in.
Okay. Let's go. Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.